172 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi.
And Dylan Rausch.
In 3D!
And finally, Gabe Philbin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Gabe Philbin. You know, for a while I had a name in elementary school and middle school, Philip Gabins, because somebody said my name totally wrong and somehow came out to Philip Gabins, and that kind of just stuck for a while.
Hmm.
So there you go.
That's a good story, Gabe.
It's really interesting.
Thank you. Yeah.
It always sucks to have a pretty unpronounceable name.
I don't know, Philbin seems pretty easy.
Yeah.
Rausch seems pretty easy, too, wouldn't you say?
Rausch.
That's how I do
it. That, not like, the way it's spelled, I could see people doing it wrong. Philbin's
I got Gabrielle, like, every year, every class.
I
Gabrielle.
Still call Gabe Gabriel.
No.
Oh, like Gabrielle.
Yeah, Gabrielle. Yeah, the name that's spelt differently, has an L and an E at the end of it. You stupid hacks. Teachers are the worst. Sometimes.
Where's Gabrielle? I don't see her.
And then, like, sometimes I'd make a point to go, here! And then sometimes I'd just be like,
you're like, here! Do you bleed?
Just show up behind them and ask, do you bleed? That would have been better, probably. So other than asking people if we bleed, what have we been up to?
That's pretty much all I've been doing.
Just bleeding. Keep bleeding. Keep bleeding love.
People. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So Ryan is essentially Leona Lewis. Uh-huh. That's pretty much the end of that. Dylan, what are you
what
been up to?
What is that?
I don't know.
Leona Lewis, the star of such games as Final Fantasy XIII, who sang such classics as My Hands.
Fuck off.
And Bleeding Love.
That's the name of the song, Bleeding Love?
Yeah, she keeps bleeding. I better look it up. Yeah, you should. That's like the song that put her on the map.
I need to ask my parents for help, though. This weekend, I played a little bit of Warcraft. Mm. I bet that makes you uncomfortable.
Everybody's starting Warcraft again.
Harris quit immediately.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, Harris. Fuck that game.
I was like, Harris, you're picking the most boring thing to do. And he's like, no, I got this. And fucking 2 hours later, he's like, I don't got this. And I was like, whatever. Suit yourself. I warned you. They warned you. We all warned you. But you didn't listen.
They can try.
Wait, what?
They can try to warn him.
Oh.
But it won't do anything.
Beyond that, I just played the Vita a bit, playing some Final Fantasy on that.
Which one?
I went through 7 again.
Uh-huh. How was that?
It was cool.
I haven't gone through 7 in a bit. I don't really feel like going through it again. I think I got everything I want out of that game.
Yeah, I mean, I might go through 8 again or do something else, I don't know. PS4, there's not every, like, I look at all my games on the PS4 and I'm like, I don't want to play a single one of you. And then I just get onto Netflix and watch something stupid.
Yeah, it's like, if I was actually looking at the specs for The Witcher, which is probably the next PS4 game, or the next game, like, I'm interested in getting. And I was still kind of, like, iffy about it, but I'll probably end up getting it in the end. But I looked at, like, the PC specs, and my graphics card is finally the minimum requirement for a game. Because The Witcher 3 is fucking crazy, apparently.
My video card is the minimum requirement.
Yeah, that's what mine is.
But I have 2 video cards sitting at work for me that I can run as an SLI. I'm not sure if that'll help a lot. They're only slightly newer than my current card, so...
And my PS4 will run it flawlessly.
Yeah, and I got something. I'm probably just going to get it on PS4.
I might as well just get on my PS4 instead of paying the money to upgrade my PC.
Yeah.
Where's your master race now, Dylan?
It's still happening. I haven't upgraded to the next level yet.
Yeah, everything's the best if you can afford it.
Pretty much. I mean, I could still... Most of my games on the PC that can run currently look just as good on the as like some PS4 games. Like, GTA looks great.
I think consoles are like the super functional, like Honda Civic. And then, like, every 6 years there's a new model of Honda Civic. It's way better than the one 6 years ago. But, like, then there's the assholes with the Ducati who's like, ooh, master race.
They annualize the Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I know they do, but I'm just saying that, like,
yeah,
it's something that's functional. Everybody still gets where they were driving.
So Honda Civic's like the Call of Duty or Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it just depends on what you want out of it.
Right. Right. And what your means are.
Considering I'm only missing the Xbox One, I'm really not missing out on anything.
Yeah, man, Xbox One's been a real bummer.
See, that's lately. Funny because a lot of the exclusive games on the Xbox are like right at my alley and stuff, like Halo. But well, like, I just don't want to put forth the money for like one game.
Well, it was just like when I got it, it was like I was riding high. I was like, oh, I got Sunset Overdrive. Oh, Master Chief Collection's coming out soon. And that turned out great. Yeah, that turned out so great. But like I remember when Xbox One got announced and Microsoft was like, we've got like 100 exclusive games coming, and it's like, I'm waiting.
Right, we'll see if the holidays improve.
And Phantom Dust is, like, canceled now, pretty much.
Oh, is it?
What is
that? Yeah, we never saw gameplay of it, but it was that, it's that, like, card game. They only had, like, a CG trailer of, like, these two anime-looking people, like, casting, like, spells at each other. But it was for Phantom Dust, which is like a card game on Xbox. Oh my god,
that got canceled? That like reboot of that franchise?
I think it I don't know if canceled is like the proper term, but the team that was working on it is no longer working on it.
I don't know if canceled is the proper term, but that game is dead as shit.
But okay, so what happened was the team was working on Phantom Dust, like they really wanted to like reboot something else, but I think they wanted to like do like Battletoads or something, but then Microsoft was like, no, but Phantom Dust is available. So they started working on Phantom Dust, and then Microsoft showed that trailer for Phantom Dust, and the developers are like, that's not what the game looks like. We're going to need a lot more money if we're going to make the game look like that.
Wait, who made the trailer then?
I don't know. Some third party.
What?
Like, what the trailer made the game look like was like a sort of like action-y esque game, which is not what they were making apparently. Wait. And so they needed more money to make the game hold what up. Microsoft was like selling it as.
Hold up, we're outsourcing
trailers often don't get made by the company, rarely. Like
really?
Yeah, like the CG trailers, that's usually blur for the really high quality ones. Like that shit gets outsourced.
Oh my God, I've been living a lie.
Yeah, but so they started asking for more money to make the game what Microsoft like was sort of marketing or started marketing it as, and Microsoft wouldn't give them the money. So the studio just started like crumbling. And yeah, now Phantom Dust is like dead in the water, maybe.
Oops.
Yeah, so that's kind of disappointing.
That's kind of...
It was really lame.
I don't understand, like, releasing a trailer before having any kind of gameplay.
Well, they released a trailer for a game that, like, they weren't... Like, the interview I read, I think it was with Patrick Klepek. Patrick Klepek did, like, a story on it for Kotaku. And the developer he interviewed said, like, that... Like, we were making the game at that point, but that was not how it was going to play out. Like, that made it look, like, really, like, action-y and crazy. And, like, what we're making was not that.
Well, okay.
But, it sounds like we're getting a Gears of War HD collection, so thank the Lord for that.
I guess.
You know, I like the Gears of War games, but, like, these remakes, so many.
Shit.
There's so many.
It's all right, we can bring back the shit. Shit. Not really.
So what else have you been doing, Dylan? Anything else?
No, that was pretty much it.
Hmm.
Just little things here and there. Nothing worth spending a Ryan amount of time talking about.
Oh!
Wait, what does that mean?
It means you ramble.
If you recall, last week I talked for 5 minutes of the, I don't know, hour before we got to the next point.
It was five minutes in Ryan time.
That wasn't me.
Ryan's clock moves slower than...
It's like Inception.
I don't think you guys understand how last week went.
I didn't pay attention to half of last week.
You don't pay attention half of any of the weeks. Last week was no different.
I recall it took Javi 45 minutes to talk about Axiom Verge.
No, like, I mentioned something I was playing, and then one of you guys just started telling me some other life experience, and then that turned into some other bullshit. And then I'm like, yeah, so Axiom Verge, huh? Happened like three times. Like
35 minutes.
Speaking of Axiom Verge.
I'm just saying, this was not me. That was not me doing it.
Not this time, no.
B.S. Dylan?
Oh, no, I wasn't going to.
Oh, that was a bit? That was a bit that I didn't catch on to?
Maybe. I was waiting for you to chomp at the bit.
Mm. Chomp at that bit.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Javi, what you been doing?
I decided to start up, or try Broken Age. And so I beat part one in one day, and started part two, but I kind of got distracted by Fozzie's party and all this other stuff. And then after seeing Age of Ultron twice, I'm like, I want to play with my toys. And so I started playing with Disney Infinity again. And Rachel finally loaded up hers last night too. So we were both playing. It's something I've been waiting for forever. And I'm all about it again. I love Disney Infinity. It's good times. It's more shallow than it should be. It needs a lot more actual content to chew on, which Disney Infinity 3 is coming this holiday. I'm very excited. That's probably not in your news this week, is it?
No.
Okay.
But now it is.
Well, yeah.
We're talking about it now. Star Wars. Yeah.
And Mickey and Minnie.
I thought that was like old news, or maybe it was like just like rumored, and then now it's official.
Yeah, it's official now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They had a launch trailer. Game Informer was all about it. But yeah, there's the Tron figures, huh?
So with Disney Infinity, like with Disney Infinity 3, can you still use all your old Disney Infinity characters, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it still uses like the same plate.
Yep. Like,
all right.
Like, unfortunately, you can't get the starter set without the plate, but that kind of like, I think that they know that and they encourage it. They encourage you to give your old plate away to a friend, which is basically what we're going to do. Like, we'll give Dylan a one. I think Harris was interested, so I can send it to him. But we're going to have, like, two extra ones. Or one extra one, I don't know. But
to give away what?
The little, like, character plate that you put your amiibos on.
It's the Skylanders portal for Disney Infinity. Right. But basically, you can buy the digital version of the game on the PlayStation Store. So
I have it.
So, yeah, if you have a plate, you can just start playing immediately with whatever figure you want. Yeah, and then from there, it's about the playset that you want to play, which is the little crystal clear thing, and that has, like, a whole campaign or story mode with it. And what was seriously missing from version 2.0 was more of those. There was only the Spider-Man playset and the Avengers playset, and, like, that's pathetic. Yeah, there's Guardians of the Galaxy, too. And Guardians of the Galaxy was really short. I think the whole thing is maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. Mm. Like, it was pretty lame. I think they were very, very rushed. I think the studio was super rushed with all of their playsets. And in fact, like, I think they were gearing up for all the Star Wars shit, like, right out of the gate. Because they didn't release anything except for, like, really shitty, like, they were like these play discs that had like mini games, but they were things that could have easily been made by like content creation, so there's no reason to buy it. So yeah, hopefully all their efforts, like, hopefully the reason that last game was so weak in the content area is because they were all trying to get geared up for Star Wars this time. We'll see, but But that aside, like, the figures look great. Princess Leia looks fucking badass. Luke looks cool. He's like, in his pose where he was using that testing droid thing when he's in Han's ship. So he's, like, mm-hmm. awkwardly holding his lightsaber. Han looks good. All the figures...
the statue of Luke looks really good with him awkwardly holding a lightsaber.
No, it's great. It's like, iconic. Everybody's pose is... It's so expressive, like, it basically you can tell who these people are because they're posed so well.
Except for Chewie, no one gives a shit about Chewie.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been playing Disney Infinity and Broken Age. I also doing some more Fire Emblem. That game is really hard, really really hard.
Yeah, it is, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. But yeah, that's it.
Cool. Do we play anything at Fozzie's other than that drinking game?
Nope.
I don't think, yeah. We talked about playing things, but we never did.
Drinking game.
What was really fun at Fozzie's was showing people Possibly in Michigan.
Yeah.
God. Derek was, like, mesmerized. Devin had already seen it, and, like, Devin gets frustrated by it because it's so creepy. And I don't remember what Fozzie thought. I can't remember who was there at that time. I can't remember how late it was in the night that I put that on. But, and then we promptly listened to Smell Yo Dick afterwards, like all watchers of Possibly in Michigan do. Yeah, like, Fozzie's was a lot of fun. But other than going to Fozzie's and doing silly stuff, I don't know. What did I do?
Necrodancer.
I've been playing more Necrodancer. Necrodancer is really good. I'm stuck on the third zone now. I think I've gotten to floor two of the third zone, and that's it. Like, it's getting real tricky. And beyond that, I played through PT again just because I wanted to.
Just in case.
Yeah, just I'm so scared of my hard drive going corrupt. It's terrifying.
I'd be more scared of it just disappearing off what you have, your hard drive.
And you know that you playing it just one more time made your hard drive spin, which, you know, it's running out of...
Yeah. I'm just never going to turn on
those
my PS4 again.
Those read-write processes, Gabe, they happen.
It's a real catch-22, Gabe.
And yeah.
There's a limit, Gabe.
Yeah. Like,
should have switched to SSD earlier.
Oh, cool. That's what the Tron figures look like?
Yeah, they look really good.
Oh, man. Core looks great.
Yeah.
Man, Tron, what was it called? Evolution
Legacy,
or Legacy?
Tron Legacy, yeah.
Man, what a frustrating movie. It looks so good. It sounded so good.
Excuse me, the dude is the best in that movie.
But it was...
Oh, actually, I can elaborate on some more cool news from Disney Infinity 3.0.
Go for it.
Apparently, Ninja Theory was hired as a contractor company to fine-tune the combat in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it should, the fighting should be a lot more interesting and intricate.
They started in 2.0, I know.
Yeah.
They did Jasmine. I know they did her moveset, at least, from Aladdin.
Right, yeah. So
I don't know if they touched on anything else.
I know that they said they made a point to say that Avalanche was working really hard on this new, like, it's almost like a new mode in Disney Infinity, which is it's basically Mario Kart, it's racing game. And so, like, they released this screenshot with it, looks pretty cool. But so yeah, they're gonna have, like, more to do, which is great. That's the only real problem, is it's kind of shallow. So if you have the combat, like, way better, and then you even have this potential, like, Mod Nation Racers thing going on top
Kart
of
racer
it
thing,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And
I'll never forget Mod Nation Racers. And what it did to me.
Yeah, man. What a disaster. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of potential. Like, it's only getting better, I think, which is exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
You banned me,
and,
you fucks!
And the fact that, like, all your toys, they still work, you know, and all your little modifiers and shit. Like, it's rad. It's like you're making an investment in, like, a franchise that's always going to grow, which is cool. Anyways, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, so, I guess... I got a new phone and then a new phone because I made a $50 mistake of not getting this phone the first time. So that was a fun investment.
The new phone.
New phone. So yeah, this new phone's all, it's huge. This thing's massive. Like, Javi holding it up to the Yeti, it's like just about as tall as the like microphone itself.
That's so stupid.
It's so cool.
Where are you going to put that?
In my pocket.
In your carrying case.
Gabe, you're really throwing me off here. You're calling it the new phone, then you're saying you're holding it up to the Yeti, and...
It's a satchel.
It's a European carry-all.
This is a good picture.
But other than that, I don't think I played too much this week. Other than, like, just stupid... I played too much League of Legends this weekend. Oh, God, that's a good picture.
What about the thing you just driving Lola around.
What about the thing I played the most?
What about the thing you, I guess you loved the most that you played?
Did
you forget the demo you played?
Oh my God. I did.
Jesus Christ.
That slipped out of my... We already talked about it briefly.
We stopped... We didn't talk about it. We started to talk about it.
So, like, I felt like we got it out of the way.
No, we didn't say anything. Yeah, okay. You said, oh, yeah, I played it. So, and then Javi was like, shouldn't we wait?
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, no. Right.
That was the end of it.
Like, by the way, though,
Javi, that picture is brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so after Javi links this picture of Hulk driving a car...
Angrily.
The Lola, you know. I really want a kart racer with the Hulk in it. But yeah, I played Splatoon. And apparently no one else here did, which is unfortunate because holy damn, that game is fun.
I downloaded Splatoon and then didn't know that it was only certain times you
could play it. Yeah, so there's some dumb things about that demo. So there were like, you can only play it for 3 hours pretty much in 1 hour increments in three different windows. And the other dumb thing was, so there was an hour window that you could play it. On Friday, and then there are two single hour windows on Saturday that you could play it.
That's so fucking weird.
But
yeah, so I fired it up Sunday. Guess what I found out?
Get right.
It was over.
And then the other dumb thing is that the pre-order incentive was so that your character, if you pre-ordered the game and pre-purchased it on the eShop, you could have a different looking squid girl or boy in the demo. But only the demo. It didn't carry over to the actual game.
What?
Like, yeah, so I don't understand what they were thinking with that pre-order incentive. Like, that, there's, who the hell bought it because of that?
Yeah.
But that game was real fun. There was only one mode in it. It was called Turf War, which is essentially, I don't know what it was called in Tony Hawk, but that. So you paint the arena. And then whoever has the most paint on the arena at like the end of the time limit wins. So there's like a little percentage count at the end. But it also kind of like doubles as deathmatch because you can still like shoot each other and like delay them from spraying their paint out. But it's so much fun to just like bop in, like boop your head in and out of paint, bop in and all that. Out of like squid form into like shooter, like person form. What are they called? Like inklings, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun to just go from squid to inkling, like back and forth and like pop up and shoot and then like go back down and like hop around. It's like a gorgeous game and it's so fun. And I'm very excited for that whenever the hell it comes out in May.
It's the end of the month.
And surprisingly, the most surprisingly was it worked like very well. I have a wired connection,
like
so that might help.
People knew that it was going on those times.
Yeah, I was a little worried that like I wouldn't be able to find a game, and like multiple times I was able to find like it, not in like a single lobby, just like waiting with the same people over. But like I would leave, change my class, and then go back in, which is another like unfortunate thing about the demo. I hope that's not in the actual game. Of you would pick a class when you went into multiplayer. And then, like, you would find a game with that class in mind. You can't change your class after it started.
Oh, you know that they're not going to fix that
before
launch. You know that's how it's going to be.
Which is unfortunate. That's a really weird, choice. But there were four classes. There was, like, an SMG kind of paint shooter. I guess an assault rifle one with, I think, like, less range. Or more, an assault rifle with, like, more range, but, like, less, like... width in its spread. a sniper, and then a roller. And the roller is probably the coolest because it's just people running around with paint rollers. And if they run into you, you die. But like they're covering like huge amounts of ground really fast. And then the sniper is really cool because it's probably the best at killing people because once you fully charge it up, it's like a one-shot kill and it has the most like accurate range. But it's not good at like spreading paint out quickly because you can't like just like patter off shots to get a lot of paint. You can do that, but it's not a lot. You always have to like charge up and it just shoots in like a straight line and just like shooting a straight line and like traveling down that and then popping up and shooting another straight line. It's like interesting to travel around quickly. And I don't know what other modes they have in this game, like if they have like a capture the flag or something so you can like grab the flag and then like travel through all that paint. It's just like really, really fun and creative, and I hope people buy it, and I hope the multiplayer community lasts more than like 2 weeks, because I doubt it will. Son of a bitch, I'm scared. Yeah, it sucks that you guys didn't get to play it, but...
Yeah, it does.
It's okay. Man. I'll own it.
Yeah. And you'll probably have the amiibos, too, and the amiibos actually look pretty good.
It's only a couple weeks away.
Actually, you know, I probably won't have the amiibos, because they're already sold out before they're even out.
Yep. That's a good point.
Man,
that's...
I love this amiibo thing.
They're not even out, and they're sold out. Like, fuck. Really? Or unless, like, they're just sold out, like, online. Like, you have to go into stores.
Yeah, maybe you can, like, get them in.
That's so stupid. So, good luck.
I'm typing in Inkling Amiibo. Sorry for the camera. Yeah, all currently unavailable.
The 3-pack is the only way to get the green one.
Oh, the squid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that looked pretty good. Yeah, currently unavailable.
Did you see that fan theory that this is an alternate timeline if Mario failed in Mario Sunshine and then all the squids turned into this? It makes sense if
this
you think
is,
about
it. This is Mario Sunshine fanfic.
Yeah, this is the dark...
It's the Wind Waker of the Mario timeline.
This is the Wind Waker.
Man, I'm very excited for it. Yeah, it worked. Like the network worked pretty well, other than like a few hiccups, like every now and then of just somebody appearing to be somewhere else where they weren't. But in good news, Harris Foster told me this. So what is it called? Splatoon has that little mini game that you can play while you're looking for a game that like loads on your Wii U tablet, and. That they're only able to do that because that patent that what like Namco had of loading screen mini games expired, so now other games can do it now.
Wait, that how do you patent that shit?
I don't know, but they like
the same way you patent all kinds of dumb shit.
But like it was the one patent that actually worked because that's why no one had mini games in loading screens.
That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's a brilliant thing, but it's dumb that they had a patent on it.
Yeah, so that's
probably smart of them, but it was Namco, and what the fuck have they done lately?
I think that can cap off what I've done.
Cool.
Ryan, did you actually do anything?
It's been a lot. Well, I played more Axiom Verge. How far have you gotten in that? Have you gotten into
I haven't even touched it since
we haven't touched it.
Yeah,
I've gotten into... I think I'm getting... close-ish to the end. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Like, by map uncovering, it doesn't seem like it, but man, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of other places to go. But I started unlocking, like, last night I was playing for a while, started moving through a lot of new areas. You kind of eventually unlock, like, a hub world, like a hub area that can help you move between all the different areas in the game a lot quicker, which is kind of nice. Because backtracking... becomes a real pain in the ass prior to that. Especially when you're just exploring, like looking for like, okay, what the fuck do I do next? And you just start looking at the map and finding all the rooms where you couldn't go back or like where it was like clear that you didn't get all the way through the room. And there's several of them all over the map. So that's kind of a pain, but I guess that's kind of the nature of these games. So I played some more of that and then, it's just been a lot of Elite. Like me and Dylan have played some, and Harris got involved, and we've got Harris on his way out. He's on a long trek out to finally meet us.
His trek is still probably going to take another couple of years.
He said he got about halfway, and then he had to go.
How many light years was it?
It wasn't. It was like 80 or 90, I think. Like, he wasn't a lot, but he's in the beginner ship, and he just upgraded everything to make the journey.
I thought he was only able to jump like 5 light years at a time.
No, he had to upgrade to something that could get him like 9 or 10.
Oh, okay.
He had to get an FSD that would get him that far, because the route from where he was to where we were had jumps where the smallest jump was 9 or 10. So, yeah, he couldn't...
I made it in 32 jumps.
Like I said, he said he made it halfway, and then he had to go to class or something, or go study or something like that. I don't know.
I hope he got a fuel scoop, otherwise he won't make it.
Yeah, he did. He got everything he needed. He just it's just taking some time.
Axiom Verge is really weird.
It is. Well, wait till you, like, if you play it, like, the story is really strange as you start going through it. So then I guess I'm kind of waiting for that Power Play expansion to come out for Elite, because that'll be like when you can start actually really influencing power throughout the galaxy and really changing things. And it sounds like I'm going to add some like pretty cool community stuff that you can do. And I also found the, like, I don't know if you've ever looked at it, Dylan, but that Galnet that's on there, like where it lists like news stories.
Yeah.
You could, like, if you read through that, you can find like mission locations where it's like, hey, this big conflict is going on. If you want to help this side, go to this place. If you want to help this side, go to this place. So like, if you read those, they've got mission locations for community events listed in there where you can actually like sway the government of different systems and whatnot.
So people will actually trust me?
Yeah. Well, you're just one of many other people who are involved in it, and it's kind of a way in which they let the community decide, you know, who's going to have power by showing up in force and fighting for one side or the other. So that's kind of neat. I had never really looked at that too closely, but I started reading it today and saw a bunch of that in there. So that was kind of cool. And I decided I'm going to buy a big ship and start exploring a lot. So that's kind of my next goal in Elite Dangerous. Something with a lot of jump range so I can get around quick. But yeah, that's really been it.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've meant to go through Tales of the Borderlands episode 2 over the weekend. And then I played too much League of Legends, like a stupid idiot.
I meant to play Splatoon, but then I didn't know it was time.
Yeah. Maybe I should have told you guys about that.
It's weird, like, the way Elite has been pulling me back in, because, like, I fired up Axiom Verge, and I played that for, like I said, I played it for a little while, and then I was like, man, I really want to go play Elite right now. Just turned it off and came into the PC room and started playing that instead.
You have a separate PC room?
I have a separate room where the PC is, yeah. It's in one of my bedrooms. Like, I guess it's where I'm recording right now.
See, that's what's so great about my apartment, because it's just a room. So my bedroom is my PC room.
There's none of this
Me
bullshit
too,
with
Gabe.
Bullshit divisions.
Yeah, what are walls?
Yeah.
Idiots.
It's true. Gabe's got a point.
I got 3 bedrooms. I only sleep in one of them.
Is your other where you keep your beer, like, nice and cozy in its bed?
That's it. Well, that is the closet I use for the beer stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even the closet. It's a bedroom.
Well, I don't keep it out in the bedroom because it gets too hot in there. Like, so if you keep it in the closet, it's a smaller space you got to keep cool.
Oh, right. It gets hot in Texas. That sounds awful.
You don't say.
It does.
All right. So you guys, news?
Speaking of Axiom Verge.
Speaking of Axiom Verge, nothing to do with Axiom Verge. But the PT pit is getting deeper. It's going deeper. So, I think this happened after we recorded last week, but you cannot re-download it no matter what. So Sony actually had to send out a notification saying you cannot actually re-download PT, because when you delete something from your PS4, it notifies you saying, oh, don't worry, you can re-download this if you change your mind. So they actually had to send out a notification to everyone.
That is true, except for this.
Yep. And then today, it is no longer able to be share played. So that means that if Dylan didn't have it on his PS4, he can't share play it through mine anymore. And that used to be enabled before today, I think. I think it would happen today. And Konami had Super Bunny Hop's investigation video taken down briefly. It was then brought back up today. Is a YouTube video about like Kojima and Konami. They filed a copyright claim on that for insider information, and then their claim didn't stand like at all. So it only lasted a day, as opposed to like the usual 2 weeks. I think I saw this on Twitter of someone saying, like, they're just gonna patch PT where it just becomes unplayable. It's just getting ridiculous.
That's at this dumb.
Point. Like, yeah, I don't.
Don't play our thing that we made.
That you all like.
Oh, you want to play it? Oh, we're gonna break it then. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like, geez. And there was that. Yeah! Jesus.
I agree.
Dylan's I'm just sorry. So distressed about PT. He's letting out all of his demons.
Sorry, that's at 35:53, Gabe.
What do you want me to do about it?
It's ugly on this fucking on the.
It'll get handled. Top men will be on it. All right, but beyond that, moving right along. Speaking of Axiom Verge, right, Dylan?
Yep.
Egovania.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
The Kickstarter is live for. What's it called? Bloodstained?
Yes.
Or I don't know if that's a placeholder name or not.
Bloodsylvania.
Ritual of the Night.
Yeah, the father of Castlevania is back. And
well, I wouldn't say that, but of the night. From Symphony of the Night onwards.
Yes, the father of the modern Castlevania.
I was going to say, before that, not so much.
No, yeah. Yeah. But it... Let's see, what's it at now? It's been doing pretty well. It had a goal of like 500,000. It broke that pretty fast. Right now it's at 950K. So David Hayter is going to be the voice of the villain in it, which is pretty great. And they've shown the new stretch goals now. So $1 million is cheat codes, and then $1.25 million is local co-op. So local co-op could actually be kind of interesting. As I remember, the last Castlevania game on consoles that was like a 2D side scroller, like a Metroidvania style. That thing's gimmick was co-op, right? What was that one on Xbox? I forgot its name.
Harmony of Despair.
Harmony of Despair. There you go.
I have that one on PS3.
Yeah, like the like selling point. I don't know if it was a good selling point or not. Was that one had co-op? I remember.
It played really well. It's just you could never fucking find people playing it.
Hopefully that's not what Splatoon.
No one was willing, because it was pretty expensive, actually.
Yeah, it was one of the Summer of Arcade games, I remember, and those are like 15 or 20 or something.
The HD one on PS3 was way more expensive for some reason.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, I love that David Hayter is the voice of the villain now. That's pretty great. That's pretty, pretty great. But we got a question about this from Prototype. How much did each of us back it? Because I'm pretty sure we each did.
I did 150.
Dylan did 150 tier.
I have not done it yet.
Oh, okay. What are you planning to throw at this?
I think that 100 tier sounded pretty cool.
Then Javi, you did 100, right?
I started at 100, but then I was like, you know,
I can't let Dylan outfund me.
No, you still outfunded me. I looked at the tier underneath, and I'm like, The only difference is that you also get a digital copy with your physical copy, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to swap discs to play a Castlevania game, so I'm like, all right, I'll throw in another 25 to just have the game on my hard drive. And then
I want the art book.
I was gonna say, Dylan's comes with that art book, right?
Yeah,
like a physical art book.
Yeah, it's the hardcover now.
Yeah, it is a hardcover now.
That's what sucked about like the Mighty Number 9 Kickstarter was like, I threw down a hundo on that, and everything, all that kind of shit that I got was all digital. So, right. Like, it's a digital art book. It's a digital. It's like, what? That's, I mean, that's kind of cool, but, like, for that kind of yeah. money, like, you want something you can put on your shelf or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it started as a soft cover book, but one of the stretch goals was to turn it into a hardcover.
Yeah.
So, it's a hardcover book now.
Nice.
Yeah. I would have really. I saw one of the ones was like a big stained glass thing, and I was like, ooh, that sounds pretty cool. But like $750.
We should pat ourselves on the back, guys, because what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about this Kickstarter, and we're like, I think it was going to happen, and then I looked it up, and I'm like,
well, oh, that was the castle when I was kept tweeting about the castle and whip thing.
No,
we were talking about it before that.
Because Ryan thought that Metroidvania was like both games turning into a genre, but it was just Castlevania.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That was like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And like, we brought up this Kickstarter, like, and then now it's real. So it's pretty cool.
Wait, so just to refresh my memory, so when did it take the turn towards Metroid?
That was the PlayStation
Symphony
1
of
game,
the Night.
Symphony
was,
of the Night.
Which is what this one is probably going to be like, right?
Yes.
Like that's, this is the successor to that.
Koji Igarashi, he's been in charge of all the Metroidvania ones,
right.
Basically.
Because that's the reason I want to back it, is because of that. So I just want to make sure that I'm backing it for a correct reason.
I mean, you want to be technical, Castlevania 2 would really be the first one of those, but...
Nah.
All right, so I'm looking at some of the backer rewards, and the stained glass one was $2,500.
Oh, was it $2,500?
Yeah. You'll receive a blood-stained theme 8-inch stained glass panel suitable for hanging, and that includes everything from the 750 tier down.
See, I want Igarashi to make me a ring.
But it has 10 backers that did 2,000 or more to design a weapon in the game. It's like,
I like how you can spend $10,000 to join him on a Japanese adventure and meet him and go to dinner at a horror themed restaurant.
Will we wear the cowboy hat?
Of course. It's just so silly.
I better up my thing to $10,000.
A horror themed restaurant in Japan just sounds like genuinely horrifying.
It seems like a sushi restaurant in Japan, period.
You mean
because I have a feeling
they're gonna
put some stuff in front of you that is terrifying.
I don't care what you're eating. You're eating something and you just look and there's like a kid like painted all white with black hair like cracking his like
all of a sudden shit. You're thinking to yourself, Bloodstained was an appropriate name.
they make you eat the sushi while using one of those panty vending machines, and it's horrifying. It's the worst.
It's horror themed.
You look at Konami's stock, and you're horrified.
Oh, it's horror themed. So it's the panty vending machine. It's just clean new panties that no one ever owned. It's just it's to simulate the experience.
Speaking of Japan, a couple friends of mine just got back from Japan and got me a bunch of Japanese booze.
Oh.
How'd they get it through customs?
You can put it in your suitcase.
Okay.
I like to stop at the duty-free shop.
I'm surprised they weren't like, you're bringing liquids. I guess you can...
Do you have anything to declare? No. Done.
I would say if you're checking the luggage in.
I would be nervous. Like, I wouldn't even have tried that. I would have been like, we're going to lose all this shit we bought.
Well... The thing is, if you have, it's, I guess if you have over like $9,000 worth, or $900 worth, you have to pay a tariff.
Okay.
But beyond that, you're free to ship booze in your suitcase.
That's cool.
Gotcha.
Suitcase booze.
And now I have some fabulous Japanese whiskey and beer on my shelf.
Yeah, well... Don't tell UPS you're sending beer, because they will not take it. Bunch of assholes. So if anyone's ever curious, if you ever need to ship beer, just tell them you're sending yeast samples, because apparently that is the understood practice, but nobody told me.
Or send it through Japan.
send it to Dylan, who will take it to Japan. Yeah. And then it's a real complicated process. Yeah.
I'd probably drink it on the way.
Send it to a random address in Japan, and inside the box have instructions for them to send it back.
Here is money and instructions on how to send this back.
Here was the funny thing. So, like, when the lady called me to tell me that, like, so I dropped it off, and they were like, cool. I told them what it was and everything. They're like, cool, we'll wrap it up, we'll send it. And then I left, and I was on my way home, and I get a phone call saying, hey, we can't send this because it's beer. I was like, wait, what? You just told me you could. And I was, like, stuck in traffic, so I told them I'd go back tomorrow and get it. But, like, even the conversation with the lady on the phone was, like, it was basically what she told me was, we can send it, but only if we don't know that's what we're sending. So it's like, if I had just said anything else, it would have been fine.
You can't just leave the room and be like, different box.
Well, that's what I intend to do tomorrow, is to, like, go pick it up, leave, come back in and be like, okay, I'd like to send these yeast samples. That's what everyone in my brewing club told me to say it was. Like, if they ever ask, I just say it's yeast samples.
I had something like that happen when I went into a GameStop, and I had a bunch of games I wanted to sell, and one of them I hadn't opened before. And so it was wrapped. And so I unwrapped it, and I'm like, oh, also this one. And they're like, well, we just saw you unwrap it. We can't buy this from you. I'm like, I could, like, leave and walk back in. And they're like, no, we know that you unwrapped it here. I'm like, so I have to go home and, like, play this for a day or two, and then I could sell it? And they're like, yeah. This is dumbest.
They wouldn't take back new open
they won't,
game.
It wasn't even from there, was
they,
it?
No, it wasn't. They won't buy new games because presumably they're stolen.
It's
probably one of my games.
it was the dumbest thing.
That is really stupid.
Yeah. Also, I just checked on the Bloodstained Kickstarter, and they're almost to 1 million already.
Yeah.
So
We started talking, it was at 960.
I was asking Gabe, was that as fast as Yooka-Laylee, or
I'm
probably close.
I can't remember, because it was, like, depending on which Kickstarter page for Yooka-Laylee you go to, it either says in euros or in American dollars. So I don't remember, like, what it was when. But yeah, it made a lot of money. And it actually just hit the, Yooka-Laylee just hit 1.5 million euros, so it's got that orchestrated soundtrack coming in. And
Yooka-Laylee made a lot more money faster, because, like, it destroyed its goal within, like, 2 or 3 hours. Like,
it hit the first goal in an hour, because it was pretty low goal. Like, the goal was, like, 200,000 euros or something.
270, it was
175.
75 euros, yeah, but if you look at it in cash monies, it's $270,000 that they wanted. So, yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like they hit 500,000 a lot faster.
Oh my! I don't think I was more excited for Yooka-Laylee than when they sent out an email with that goddamn snake character design. Because
that was a few hours ago.
Yeah, if there was anything that maybe makes me on board with a game, it's making snakes look adorable. Because you take the most terrifying thing in the world, put shorts on it somehow, and a tie, and he's the most adorable little guy.
It's more appropriate. They put it on shorts.
It's like
they put it through the shorts.
I'm gonna make this. I'll probably just make this like the podcast banner. But like you look at this guy, and you gotta imagine how he slithered into those shorts, how he buckled them, and how he tied that tie.
Or he just found it and just went through it.
He just found that tie and just stuck his head through.
Yeah. It just kind of happened to situate itself correctly.
How's he going to walk?
He's not.
He bounces.
Bounce. All right.
It's so good.
So, Javi, did you eventually trade in that game?
No, I didn't. I don't think. I think
you had to go back.
I think
like,
it's...
Fuck going back.
Yeah, I think it's actually what I talked about a few weeks ago. It's the copy of Mortal Kombat, the reboot, that came with my PS3. I think that's what it was. I think I still have it.
Nice. Yeah, well, I just printed labels to ship this stuff. I'm just going to go drop it off and not tell anyone what it is tomorrow. So that's my plan. Luckily, there's 3 UPS stores between my house and the office, and I live 7 miles away.
Yeah, if you lived here, I would give you Mortal Kombat to put in there too.
just send it to him.
Yeah.
Here is my beer entry and also a copy of Mortal Kombat. Don't worry about it.
Unwrapped.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Yep. All right. Who's next?
Next.
Or is that it?
No, we got a few more news things. So
what's next?
So Guillermo del Toro might be back into video games. And he has a production company that is rumored to be working on a Fallout 4 trailer. And
Fallout 4 canceled.
The entire thing comes crumbling down. And that, like, hearing that reminded me that E3 is, like, less than a month away, or about a month away now.
Did you know there's people out there that prefer Fallout 3 to New Vegas?
Did you know there's people out there that don't like either of those games?
Dude, is E3 gonna happen while we're at the beach house?
No, E3 is like on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
But it's the week we come back, right?
Let me see. Ignore the mechanical keyboard you're hearing right now.
We leave on the 5th, right? Or what day are we leaving?
We're leaving on the 4th.
4th.
Yeah, because...
Yeah. So it's the weekend we come back is E3. Or the week we come back is E3.
Okay. Cool.
That's fun.
Cool.
I'll be at work.
I'll be at work, but I'll be able to watch it because of work.
I will be at work, and I will be listening to it.
Oh, no, it's 16th through 18th. It's the week after.
Oh, they pushed it back.
Yeah, so
okay. It's usually the 7th-ish.
Yeah, it's been, like, fluctuating around. I think, like, last year it was, like, the 11th or something. I don't know. You can check calendar. It's there somewhere.
I thought it was the 5th and 6th.
We're just going to keep throwing out dates.
And 8th.
It's June 15th.
You know, Ryan is the closest.
Yep.
So...
I said last year, you doofuses.
I don't know what anyone's talking about.
Yeah.
E3!
Will Nintendo win E3 again?
I can't even remember what happened at E3 last year.
Me neither. Oh, yeah, that Zelda thing. And some other stuff.
And Zelda's not going to be there this year.
But Nintendo didn't even go to E3 last year. It was just their direct, right?
Yeah, and they're doing that again. They're just going to do that forever.
That'd be cool with me, because I'd rather watch Iwata do, like, just hand things.
Directly to you. Yeah, I'm hoping at E3 they show off some Smash Bros. Characters. Maybe, like, all the data they pull from that stupid survey. Bring on...
That was completely ruined by dummies.
Bring on
anime.
Goku.
I hate anime.
Get Goku in Smash. All right, and then Oculus Rift, slated for spring 2016 release.
I was about to make a really, like laugh at it, but then I was like, oh yeah, that's the Ouya I'm thinking of.
Apparently the Ouya is, like, desperately looking for a buyer.
Ouya!
I thought they actually...
They've been desperately looking for buyers for a
while. Yeah.
Ryan, do you use the Ouya at all for, like, anything other than, like,
It holds down some bowling? Loose papers for him.
It is a paperweight.
Yep.
Okay.
Some loose filings.
I figured maybe you'd use it as, like, a bowling ball, like...
Be a pretty shitty bowling ball. It's a box.
Well, it's a pretty shitty console, too.
And it's very tiny and light, so it weighs less than a bowling pin, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe candle pin bowling, then.
Yeah.
You didn't even hear what that was supposed to be for. You're like, it's a pretty shitty bowling ball, and I'm like, well, it's a pretty shitty console.
I heard you.
Yeah.
Okay.
AWA heard you. Right. And last up, this bit made me mad today because I remember we talked about Quiet before, and Kojima explained Quiet from Metal Gear Solid 5 as, like, people are gonna be ashamed for thinking this way about Quiet once you find out about, like, her past and everything, and then fucking today revealed goddamn, like, maybe it's a Square Enix figure that I don't know, but it's a figure of Quiet that has, like, soft manipulable boobs, whatever.
Boobs you can touch.
Yeah.
Boobs you can touch and play with.
And then Kojima, like, tweeted a picture, and it was, like, with, like, soft and liftable parts, LOL. And it's like, fuck off, Kojima. Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
See, no, that makes sense, because in the game...
They're soft and liftable.
No, in the game, I was gonna say, in the game, Chico is Quiet.
How does this make sense, though?
Because obviously that toy, they're not real. And Chico's...
Well, that's not... even if that were the case, it doesn't make it better.
Like, no, it is a silly toy. I agree. Well, silly.
I mean, I think it's stupid and as lowbrow as anything else. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to pick my words here.
Let me put it this way: there's no way to have a serious conversation about a toy with realistic boobs.
Mm-hmm.
At all. No. There's no serious conversation that you could possibly have. God.
It's just like, he was so adamant when people were giving Quiet shit for looking like being designed the way she is. And Kojima's like, you guys just don't get it. Just fuck off.
Oh no, we get it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's your dog.
We get
What'd
it.
What'd you say?
Kojima.
Huh? You ever see Road Trip? Come on.
I was actually talking about seeing Euro Trip again. Javi, we should watch Euro Trip.
Okay.
Sometime. Movie's real.
So I'm buying each one of you guys a Quiet doll for Christmas.
I mean, we all love Bayonetta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has moments of nudity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what, I guess it's just that this doll takes it that extra sex doll step further, where this is a sexual plaything.
Yeah, so with Bayonetta, to me, Bayonetta, her thing is being, a sexual character. It's her choice to be sexual, and, no one, owns that about her. But then, when you do this shit with a doll, it's, designed for you to just, poke at boobs.
Yeah.
Reminds me of, have you ever seen one of those
the character doesn't look very promising. Yeah. She can't talk. She, obviously, there's going to be some horrible thing that happened to her that makes her who she is now. So, what are you doing? What are you trying to do here?
I don't know what he's planning.
It's you're not mature enough to handle these kinds of things, Kojima.
Yeah, that's the biggest worry about Ground Zeroes. And I think that what Lindsay Ellis said about Batman vs. Superman, whatever the hell that thing's called, Dawn of mm-hmm. Justice, where she said that this movie...
Mallrats 2,
yes. Where she said, this movie looks like it's going to ask some really hard questions that Zack Snyder is not prepared to answer. And I feel like you could say the same thing about Metal Gear Solid 5. Of that game's going to ask a lot of hard questions that Kojima sure as fuck cannot answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not properly, anyway.
Or he cannot handle it. Maybe he will answer them, but...
You just don't understand the genius.
Games. I'm gonna put my Quiet action figure in my big red hand I'm getting for pre-order.
I thought you were gonna put your Quiet action figure in your mouth.
Okay. He's not Itagaki.
Yeah.
God. I'm dead. You killed me.
Oh, Itagaki. This guy looks like a raisin.
Yeah, that guy looks... He's seen some...
He's seen some things, shit. Man.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. Hey, guys. Questions? I've got questions. Who's got answers?
I might.
Which Quicksilver was better, Fox's or Marvel Cinematic Universe? From Prototype.
Fox's was, better, as far as it was more entertaining and you gave it, The old Age of Ultron one is expendable, and yeah. So that's
Quicksilver confirmed for Expendables 4.
Yeah, but I think that the Age of Ultron one, in a lot of ways, is more accurate.
Yeah, I like the Fox, the Days of Future Past one. Like he's cute. Like, the Quicksilver in Days of Future Past is,
Evan Peters is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
he's endearing.
He's silly and, dumb. I like Quicksilver
he
in...
He stole the show in his, two scenes.
Yeah, and... Yeah. Yeah, Quicksilver in... Or I guess he's not Quicksilver in Marvel Cinematic Universe, so... Kick-Ass, we'll just call him. was like, I liked him too, like more than I thought I would. And mainly because he didn't talk as much as he did in Godzilla. I feel like that was a strong reasoning for why I liked him more.
Did he talk in Godzilla at all? Like, because I don't think he did. He just, like, looked around and squinted. Wait, and said, I can defuse that bomb.
Oh, yeah, he did talk. And he was, and every time he talked, I just kind of tuned him out.
Yeah, I don't remember any of his lines except for, I can defuse
a bomb.
Because
he didn't have any good lines. He was a fucking non-character.
Yeah.
That was just there to, like, give the audience, like, a viewpoint into the action, I guess.
Yeah. And then,
because he's trying to get to San Francisco.
My point is, I don't hold how boring Godzilla is against him.
Yeah. I guess that is also fair.
I do. I fucking hate him. I hate that guy.
No remorse.
No remorse.
Hot damn.
Fucking, I'd rather watch someone squish their quiet figure for an hour.
You shouldn't say that out loud. That sounds really bad. That's a lot more insight bad on your life than your opinion on Kick-Ass.
By the way, I watched Kick-Ass 2 and I hated it.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking bad.
It was fun to watch drunkenly.
Yeah, and especially since Phoenix Jones was there.
Yeah, I was about to say Osmosis Jones. Like, I can't remember that his name been to save even my better life. Yeah, well, there's Osmosis Jones in all of us.
Yeah, when you really get down to it.
Yeah.
But I liked Quicksilver's little bits with Hawkeye. Like, you didn't see that coming. Like, that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next up, DICE's release slate includes Battlefront, Q4 2015, Mirror's Edge, Q3 16. No, that's not right.
That's Q1.
It's fiscal Q1, so around like spring 16, and then a Battlefield in fourth quarter of 2016. And is that
two Battlefields?
No,
in the
Battlefront
same year?
Is this year.
Oh.
And then Battlefield is next year.
Battlefield is also this year. Hardline.
Yeah.
Last month. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that already out?
Yeah, but that wasn't DICE, though.
Battlefield, Battlefront, Battlefield.
Oh. Fuck's sake, I can't tell.
No. Yeah, Q4 2016's release of Battlefield, Battlefront is going to be real weird.
And then Battle's Edge.
Is it too much too fast? I don't know how big the problem, like.
Yes!
And Mirror's Edge probably has, like, the smallest team on it. Like, absolutely has the smallest team on it. Hopefully it's the best smallest team. But, I mean, I'm gonna buy Battlefront. I think I said this on the podcast. I'm buying Battlefront just to give DICE money.
Financially, there is no reason for them to be making Mirror's Edge.
Hey, Gabe, that's a bad business model. Remember when you gave money to,
THQ, so they would make Saints Row 4, and then Saints Row 4 came out? Yeah.
I don't think that's the reason Saints 4...
But I gave THQ money.
And then you had to play Darksiders 2 for 30 hours. Okay.
Man. Darksiders 2 is on that list of games I don't get. Just don't get it.
It's alright, I got it too, and I tried to play it, and I was like, yeah.
It's like, do you like Zelda? You want a game that does nothing as good? Here you go.
Why would you play Zelda than Zelda has in a long time?
No.
No.
No. Yeah.
Factually untrue.
Wind Waker HD was a thing, so
yeah.
No.
Get bent.
No. And a
Majora's
Link between...
Mask 3D came out this year.
Majora's Mask, A Link Between Worlds has been a thing.
Yeah, all of those came out after that.
You said recently.
No, I said it did things better than Zelda had in a long time.
Which was
true when it came out.
No, it was untrue, because Twilight Princess was great.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It needs some work, but there's good stuff in there. It's just covered in other garbage.
And Skyward Sword was good, too.
That has a lot of talking, but I hear it's good.
Both of those are
fucking
good.
Skyward Sword needs to stop holding your hand. That's the problem with Skyward Sword.
There's a really great thing that I get to do with Harris's roommates, because one of them is, like, the biggest diehard Zelda fan who actually, like, held it against me when I, like, said, Skyward Sword had some issues. And then, like, he pulled Harris over to the side when I was there. And he was like, he started explaining, like, how everything I just said was actually wrong and that it wasn't that bad. So when I'm playing League of Legends with John, the other roommate of Harris, I'll just say, hey, John, is, like, Michael in the living room? He's like, yeah. Can you go out there and just, like, say, like, apropos of nothing, Legend of Zelda's overrated? And just walk back into your room. He's like, yeah, sure thing. And then I'll get a...
No, you're not going far enough with this story. Who was out there with that guy?
Michael's girlfriend, who is also a Legend of Zelda fan.
And John didn't just say it. He ran out there and shouted it. Yeah, because everyone else heard it through the mic.
Yeah.
Such a troll.
Fun pastime.
But you love Skyward
Sword.
I
like Skyward Sword.
I was going to say we gave it Game of the Year.
Yeah, I think it has issues. But no, I like it more than Egoraptor does. Egoraptor hates that game. But
I don't think he likes 3D Zelda, period. Or at least from what I can tell.
Darksiders was just boring.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I disagree.
It looked good.
But okay.
At times, but yeah. At what cost?
I didn't even like its art style. You know what game is a good Zelda?
Zelda?
I was going to say Okami.
Everything
you,
but...
You know what game you need to play? Okami.
Beautiful Joe.
I think I got like halfway through Beautiful Joe and then I moved.
Beautiful Joe's great too, but it's not Okami.
It ain't Okami, that's for sure.
You know what's Okami?
Okami.
I know. That's why I played.
You know, it's mini Okami.
Okami Medium.
Okami Den.
Zelda.
Okami Den.
Zelda.
Zelda.
Next question.
Next question. Who will play Ark Survival Evolved? And then
I have
no idea what that is, but then he describes it as basically Far Cry with multiplayer and dinosaurs. And that kind of makes me want to look into it.
Isn't that just Evolve or whatever it was that game we played?
Yeah, that fucking Primal Rage. Or
yeah, that's what it was.
I love that game.
Oh, so it's
that game was fun.
It's Primal Rage Ark Survival.
No, but that's what it's called.
I don't know. Because I know there was a Primal Rage.
We're just saying
game.
That your description of Far Cry multiplayer with dinosaurs, we did that.
Yeah.
That was that
competitive like dinosaur FPS.
Actually,
and that game was cool as shit.
We got an email about the game he's asking about today, but I did not read it very closely. But we definitely got that email today.
Well, we should play it because that old game, that sounds sick, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in that.
I like me some dinosaurs, I like me some multiplayer, and not Far Cry 4 because I haven't played it. But
I may have already deleted it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm looking at it now, hold on.
So, but I remember there was a Primal Rage game for PS4. I don't know if it ever came out.
I know what you're... It's... I don't think it was called Primal Rage.
Or whatever, like, Primal Carnage?
Primal Carnage.
Yeah, okay. But, like, there was...
Yeah, because they did a whole HD version of the game.
An HD-er version.
An HD-er version of the game. And it was supposed to come out for PS4 as well.
Yeah. Alright. Next up, can we pour one out for PT, Silent Hills, the Marvel Comics universe, and the Ultimate universe? Yeah. PT, I'm terrified that it's going to be gone. See, the difference is, Marvel Comics Universe and the Ultimate Universe, those are still around. You can probably still get those.
They self-destructed. Yeah. So no one's pouring one out for anything. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, definitely for PT.
Fuck the Ultimate Universe.
How dare you? Yeah, it did a lot of things wrong. Spider-Man was really good for a while.
Yeah, Spider-Man's was kind of cool for a bit.
You know, first couple of years were great.
And that's a cooler Nick Fury.
Before Brian Michael Bendis lost his mind. And well,
oh my god.
Remember when he came out on stage to tell us how awesome Powers is going to be? And then Powers came out. And then it was real bad.
Remember that awesome time in the Ultimate Universe where they killed off everyone really gruesomely and it was really bad?
No.
Like the Blob ate the Wasp.
What?
and like Dormammu like wrapped Doctor Strange's cape around him so tight his head blew up. Yeah, this is fucking stupid. Fuck the Ultimate Universe.
I feel like the cape would rip. I feel like the cape would probably... Wouldn't the cape rip before your fucking brain explodes?
Dumb Dumb Dugan was real dumb.
He probably was dumb.
Who thought that was a good name?
Dumb Dumb Dugan.
I don't know. Stan Lee, some guy. Dumb Dumb.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm looking at the trailer for this game, and you could put saddles on, like, Brontosauri. I know that's not a real dinosaur anymore.
Don't worry about it.
No, it's a real dinosaur again.
Again, it is? Cool.
Yes, it is.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, you can ride pterodactyls. Okay, this is better than the other one.
Already.
This one is real nice.
This one's probably polished, maybe, I hope.
It's got the graphics.
They released a new trailer for that Orion game.
Oh,
Does it say not to believe the critics again?
No, they quote the characters from the game talking about it. But, like, the trailer was actually kind of endearing because it was, like, it opened with, like, in, I don't know, like, 2012 or 2013, we made one of the worst games ever made.
Me and Rachel spent, like, an hour just, like talking about that trailer. And it was stupid.
Yeah, but like, they opened the trailer saying they made one of the worst games ever made, and they're like, "But did we ditch it? No, we kept updating it, and now it's kind of okay." But like, it's
what I remember from that game is me and Gabe were playing it. Gabe was in a truck, and a Tyrannosaurus like kicked the truck into like oblivion.
Yeah, like a place the truck was not supposed to go.
And that was how our experiences ended, because we didn't play
anymore. Yeah, it ended promptly after that. A dollar well spent. Thank you, Dylan.
Javi has it, too, and he didn't even install it.
I think I loaded it up the one time when you got it for me, and I was like, I can't. I can't.
Alright, are the Jaguars still superb owl-bound?
Are they?
Who is this? Is this Fozzie asking?
No, this is still prototype.
But that's definitely a Fozzie thing.
That is a Fozzie thing.
It seems possible.
It seems highly unlikely.
Their first round pick is out for the season already. So that's kind of fun. That's really sad.
Because he's too good.
And he like dislocated his knee in practice.
Bold prediction that Jaguars do better than the Eagles.
I mean, the Eagles have the glorious reign of Tim Tebow.
Yeah, and they got Jesus on their side.
They got cheesesteak.
And they got cheesesteak and Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're not going. They're going to the top. They're going to
fly.
Chip's
coming.
Eagles going fly.
All right. What are the chances Josh Keaton will voice Spider-Man in the new animated movie out in 2018?
Very, very, very low. They're going to cast
Josh Keaton.
He's my favorite Spider-Man voice actor. He's also Young Ocelot in MGS3.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
But no, of course they're going to cast the kid that plays Spider-Man in the live act, because it's supposed to take place in the MCU. So yeah, just keep that going.
Okay, it is
my favorite wing of the hospital.
It is MCU.
Okay, yeah,
didn't know if that was. That'd be great if they just got this old ass dude to play a 16-year-old Spider-Man in live action.
I'd do the voice. My voice sounds like I'm 16 and young.
Yep, that's you.
And handsome.
I mean, Josh Keaton's like 35, and he sounds like a little kid.
I'm younger Living than the him. Dream. See, I've already got a one up on him.
Yes. Yes.
All right, and that's all the questions we got.
Neat.
So, Ryan, tell people where to find stuff.
You don't want to find us. We're out.
Good luck.
good luck, fuckers. Well, if you found this podcast, you probably found it on GameOverNation.com.
Chase me.
If not, you can go there.
And if not there, you can go to NeverNotGaming.com.
NeverNotGaming.com, NeverNotBrewing.com.
Brewman Brewery.
Brewman
Is Tom Brady a cheater.com?
BeermanBrewing.com. Is Tom Brady a cheater.com? We don't actually own that. Don't go there. That one's dumb. Anyway, you can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/.
That's our competitor.
Don't go to our competing site. Is Tom Brady a cheater.com?
Brewing.com.
You can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/GameZeroVerNation, Facebook.com/GameOverNation, and find us on Twitter at GameOverNation.
I don't know if you knew this already when you made this joke, guys. Mm.
Is Tom Brady a cheater? Is a website?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we do.
Okay. Damn.
That must have been right before you got in here.
Okay.
All right. Anyways. So we're done.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you guys next week. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.